So welcome back to part 4 of the Heart Series 2, and today 7. Now, throughout the Heart Series 2, I've been talking about using this exercise as a way of embracing those aspects of mind that we find challenging, and at the same time sort of cultivating understanding and empathy towards others. Now, it's very tempting to use this exercise almost as an antidote, especially if we've used it a few times and we've noticed that when we use it, we tend to experience a decrease in the intensity feeling. So it becomes almost sort of a strategy or an antidote to dealing with difficult problems. Now, this is tricky because on the one hand, of course, it does change the way we feel. We can't deny that. Yet at the same time, as long as we're using it as an antidote, there's still a sense of wanting to get away from particular feelings and move towards feelings that we like a lot more. So it's almost as though sort of our motivation, it could potentially be in direct opposition to the idea of the technique and the practice. And that's why it's so important at the beginning of each practice to really be clear in your own mind about what your motivation is, what your intention is. And of course, over time, you'll see that motivation change and perhaps move more from a place of using it as an antidote to a place of genuine willingness, wanting to participate in that exchange and with the people around you. But for now, you can let go of those ideas as you just settle yourself on the chair, get comfortable, and begin today's exercise by taking some nice big deep breaths. And with the next out breath, as you close the eyes, just feeling the weight of the body pressing down on the chair, as you just begin to notice all the different physical senses, just sort of settling into the space around you. And at the same time now, you might just start to notice the different sensations in the body. And of course, the easiest way to do this is just to scan down from head to toe, at the same time noticing any mood that might be around at the moment. So as you pause to ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing, just noticing how much of the motivation is that idea of an antidote to get rid of a particular feeling or to move towards another feeling, and how much of the motivation is a genuine willingness, desire to take on other people's difficulties and to replace it with a sense of ease, happiness, and contentment. So as you sit there now, just starting to notice that movement of the breath in the body, becoming more aware of that, and just allowing the mind to rest with that feeling just for the next couple of minutes. So when you feel ready now, just beginning that process of exchange, remember building it up from the immediate space around you, getting bigger and bigger. Do that in your own time, in your own way. Any particular images that come to mind you find useful to make part of the exercise, and bring those in. Not thinking about anything in particular, just staying with that idea of an exchange taking place. And just remaining with that. And with the next out breath, just leaving it there, letting go of any visualization, letting go of any focus on the breath, and just allowing the mind to be free. And now bringing the attention back to the body and back to your immediate surroundings. Just starting to notice the different physical senses in operation. As in your own time, you just gently open the eyes again. Clear how you feel, clear about the benefits of being aware as you move through the day today. And when you've done that, when you're ready, you can just sit back in the chair. And I think the idea that I started out on today's of exercise, that idea of it not being used entirely as an antidote, I think that it does apply equally to everyday life, but it's a little bit different. I think to begin with, when we're sitting, actually doing the practices we've just done, probably much easier to think of it in those terms. In the heat of the moment, in an everyday situation, then it's quite likely that we will see this particular exercise as an antidote, something we can use to avoid a difficult situation, something which is perhaps spinning out of control, how we can prevent it getting worse and how we can begin to understand what's happening with the situation or the other person in front of us, whatever it might be. I think that's perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with your motivation if that's how you're using this exercise. In fact, at this stage, I would expect it to be that way. But just something to keep in mind over time, that perhaps in an argument in the future, you know, maybe even think, you know, could this be possible? Like in an argument in the future, could you actually stand in front of that other person? And not from a pity point of view, but from a genuine sense of empathy, understanding, relating to that person, as to where they're coming from in that moment, knowing that you've experienced those same emotions at some stage, would it be possible to breathe in their anger, their frustration, whatever it is they might be sharing with you, and replacing that with a sense of happiness? Not necessarily saying anything to the person, but mentally, rather than putting up the defenses, rather than taking things personally, would it be possible to breathe in their difficulty and at the same time share with them a sense of happiness? That is the potential of this exercise, even if to begin with we see it as a way of dealing with our own feelings. Long term, we kind of have that opportunity to really apply that in a very genuine way in everyday situations. But I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 8 of part 4.